Cherokee Nation Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. recently signed an executive order providing all government employees 2 hours of paid mental wellness leave every month. Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore spoke with Chief Hoskin about the steps his administration is taking to implement this new routine.
Cherokee Nation Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. has watched COVID-19 take its toll on the people on his reservation, including himself.
Just like anyone, the fear and anxiety about the virus, as we saw, you know, the knowledge of it evolve beginning, you know, late last winter into the sort of the depths of COVID as the year wore on. Some of the, frankly, mixed messages out of Washington, D.C., I think, had to have impacted all Americans the way it impacted me, which is frustration and sort of seeking the truth about what should be protecting us, trying my best to adhere to science and being frustrated when some national leaders would undercut that. All of that takes its toll on me. I mean, not just because I hold a position in which there is a great deal of responsibility, but just because I'm a human being just trying to personally keep my family safe.
One of the ways Chief Hoskin is trying to encourage mental wellness for his employees of the Cherokee Nation has been to provide 2 hours of paid leave each month.
This got us thinking about what can we do in the workplace to help our employees do something even as relatively small as spend a couple hours a month just getting away from the office, restoring themselves emotionally, physically.
Chief Hoskin says his goal is not to tell folks how to spend their 2 hours of mental wellness time, but simply encourage them to take time to take care of themselves.
Even if it's taking care of things that they need to take care of during the day, that's okay, too, because it provides some separation. But we do anticipate that when an employee says, I need a couple of hours to go down and walk through one of our walking trails, that be liberally granted.
However, he realizes that if he wants his employees to take the mental wellness time for themselves, it's up to him as the chief to set the standard.
The comments made me think that if I don't, for example, tell staff I'm going to take off 2 hours and I'm going to walk down a new walking trail, down the Conrad Holmes walking trail, I'll be back in a couple of hours. If I do that, I think it gives them a sense that it's okay, that they can do it. And I think that highlighting that among our executive leadership is something we have to do.
Conrad Holmes Memorial Trail is dedicated in memory of a Sequoia High School student who passed away after a long battle with cancer in 2004. The trail has just been rededicated, and Chief Hoskin says he's excited to use part of his mental wellness time on this renovated trail.
I think that getting outdoors, and I think many people share this idea, is a good way to seek some balance, center yourself. That's my hope for the Conrad Holmes Walking Trail.
As far as we can tell, the Cherokee Nation is the first government agency to implement paid time off for its staff to care for their mental health.
Given the year that we've all been through, I think the best employers, whether they're private sector or government, are looking at their workforce and noticing the struggles that their employees have, which good employers should always do. But I think those struggles have become more intense over the last year. And I think employers are looking for ways to help. And even if they look at it purely from a bottom line standpoint, like I've mentioned, I think investing in your workforce mental health is really good for the bottom line. You know, government agencies that aren't as concerned about the bottom line, maybe just looking at it purely from a wellness standpoint, I think governments can take the lead here, not necessarily dictating it from on high, but modeling it as a good benefit. So I hope that they follow our lead and would love to see this in the private and elsewhere in the public sector.
Chief Hoskin says, thanks to the American Rescue Plan Act, the Cherokee Nation plans on using the money they've been awarded to focus on COVID recovery. And a major part of that is mental health recovery.
Yeah, our first amount is $1.8 billion, so we have a lot of planning going on right now.
Billion with a B?
Significant of that. billion with a B. And wow. A significant amount of that will be towards healthcare. Part of responding to COVID is certainly the physical healthcare. But mental wellness, as I say, is, I think, going to be with us much longer than the physical ailments.
The chief says his administration will be thoughtful on how they allocate that $1.8 billion.
We took an initial step with that with our council approximately a week ago, committing a large portion of these funds to the cause of healthcare.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Matthew Moore.